Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm joined by Haim Goodman Strauss. Good morning, Haim.
Good morning, Kyle.
And with us on the telephone, Peter Winkler. We've used some of your puzzles before and, in fact, had you last week answer one that we had started that had come from the book Mathematical Puzzles, A Connoisseur's Collection. And before we talk about the puzzle you gave us last week, I want to ask you a question. In the biography section of this book,
Yeah. It
mentions that you have developed something that is currently illegal for tournament play in bridge in most of the Western world?
That is correct. It turns out that that cryptologic methods are available for the game of bridge, by which a pair can communicate in secret. These can and have been used in international play, for example.
So is it like how the players choose to play their cards and they signal each other through that, or?
That's right. It's signaling either through play of the cards or through bidding. There are examples of both. Now, these methods are currently forbidden for tournament play, but that's a good thing in a way. It means that the methods have been recognized.
So is this akin to counting cards in Vegas? I mean, not the same thing, but of course that's something where you can count cards during blackjack and you might make a bet that doesn't seem reasonable, but you've counted how many cards have been played already?
Well, I think the biggest similarity is that it's a way to get an advantage which is not immediately obvious.
Ah. Well, speaking of not immediately obvious, I can speak on my behalf. Last week you gave us a puzzle where we put 100 quarters on a rectangular table that did not overlap, and there was no space to put another quarter on the table. We took those quarters off, and then were challenged to prove that you could put 400 overlapping quarters on that same rectangular table with no spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And you told us last week
that would completely cover the table.
And completely cover the table. You told us last week, Peter, that could be proven.
And here's how you do it. First of all, let's put those first 100 quarters out on the table, and then let's imagine that every one of those quarters is replaced by a quarter double its diameter.
Uh-huh.
In the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say if the original quarters had radius r and diameter 2r, then the new big quarters have radius 2r and diameter 4r.
Right.
Okay, now I want to claim that the table is now covered. Okay?
Sure.
Because if there's an uncovered point, then that point would have to be at a distance at least 2r from the center of any quarter, and therefore it would be distant at least r from the edge of any old quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That means that you could have put a new quarter on that place. You could have put another quarter on that place and it would have stayed on the table. You're using the fact that if there's a point on the table where you could put the center of a quarter, then the quarter would actually stay there without falling off.
Right.
Okay, so now we can cover the table with 100 of these new gigantic quarters, but it's not clear how that helps. However, suppose we take the entire table and the quarters on it and shrink them all,
okay.
back down so that the quarters are the original size. But now the table is one quarter the size it was before.
Oh, that's really slick.
Okay, so now you have one quarter of the table completely covered by 100 quarters. But because the original table was rectangular, you could cut it into four pieces, cover each part with 100 quarters, and now you're done.
Peter Winkler has many books, and can people find your math books at the usual online places, Amazon.com and places like that?
Yes, you can find my puzzle book at Amazon.com, and I'm hoping that a second volume will be joining it in a year or so.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.